Welcome to the Creative Boss Babe podcast, your favorite show for all things business, design, and otherwise. I'm Emily, your host, and I'm so excited you're here. Without further ado, let's get into this week's episode. Hey, what's up, you guys? It's me, Emily, your host, and look, I'm back. Oh my God. I literally didn't know if or when I would bring the podcast back because I've been dealing with a lot of stuff. And today I kind of wanted to talk more about it and really talk about why I took a break from showing up literally everywhere in my business. So without further ado, let's get into it. So if you guys are like me and you are someone who gets like really exhausted when you put your all into everything, like physically, emotionally, mentally exhausted, then you probably know about the fact that when you launch something, especially live, it's just draining. And while I have been doing so much in my business and I've been trying my best not to get to that space, I have been so physically, emotionally, and mentally exhausted after my last launch, which if you guys didn't know, I launched a course. It was called Brand Badass Academy. I started building it in November, launched it in January, and I was so fucking excited for it. I had built it all out. I had done all the things. I was so incredibly ready, and it flopped majorly. It just did not do well. And my last episode, I actually talked about why I think it didn't do well. But I wanted to honestly just take a break from things for a while, take a break from like live launching and that kind of stuff. So what I did is I took a break from showing up in my business, and I spent the majority of February and even a good portion of March just like not showing up. Like I put some posts up here and there, sent out a couple of emails, but I was not being the person that I usually am on social media. I wasn't recording stories. I wasn't doing all of the things you normally do. I really just took some time to take a break and take care of myself. But yeah, so I ended up just deciding to stop doing all of those things. So stop taking the stories, stop recording reels and TikToks, and really just step back in my business and work on the back end things. So I reworked some of my offerings and how I talked about them and that kind of stuff. I reworked my membership, which if you guys didn't know, is called the Emily Society. And I'm so excited because it's celebrating its 1 year anniversary this year. And just like really step back and tried to figure out my business. I changed systems. I started organizing things differently. I started using Notion, which I think I started using in the middle of the launch, but I really started using it after I decided to take this break. And holy, it helped so much. Like if I were to like recommend one system to you, it would be Notion. I don't know why I slept on it for so long, but I'm so incredibly glad I got it and I started using it because it has just helped me organize everything in my business. I've been through quite a few different systems. I went through ClickUp and Asana and Trello, and I tried them all and I hated them all, but Notion, I just feel like I can do anything with, because you really can do anything with it. And the price tag is so inexpensive. It's like $48 a month usually, and I paid $27. I was so proud of myself. I was like, hell yeah. So yeah, I ended up doing all of that stuff and just stepping away from showing up in my business. And believe it or not, it actually helped my business in a way. I was able to focus on what I actually wanted to do in my business and realize that one-on-one coaching and group coaching are not for me. I'm not that type of person. Like, I love teaching things, but I'm not the type of person to sit on a call for an hour and tell you all the things you're doing wrong, then hand you a bunch of homework and say, here, go fix it. That's just not me. And I know not all coaches do that, but some do. And that's just not who I am. I'm somebody who likes creating. I like doing the designing aspect. So I decided to make my signature offer, my VIP Design Day Service 1 Day Brand Blueprint. And when I did that, I was able to focus more on doing things for that and around that, and even helping the clients that I had gotten for that when I was on my hiatus. And it was incredible. I have done so much. I've worked on the pricing. I've worked on what everybody gets. I've organized it all. It's so incredibly rewarding. And I never would have been able to do that if I hadn't stepped away and taken that break from my business after the failed launch. So when I was doing all of this, I ended up not working on, of course, the podcast, this thing you're listening to right now. But this has gone and charted multiple times since then, which is insane to me. I don't know how that happened. And it's also just kind of like continued on its own, which is something I've always wanted from my content, but I never knew it would actually work for something like this, at least. I was like, hey, I know this thing I created will get new listeners on the day I post it, but it's really turned into this evergreen content machine, and I'm absolutely in love with it, and I can't wait for you guys to see all of the new things I'm creating for it and with it. And yeah, so I've been doing that, and again, I've been working on my membership, which I'm so excited to tell you guys more about in the next episode. There's so much coming to it that I just cannot wait to share with you. But yeah, so that's kind of why I stepped back and what I've been doing since. It sounds like a lot of busy work, and it kind of was, but it's the work I've been putting off for a while. And now that I've done it, I just feel so much better and so much more centered with myself and my business, and I'm able to focus on doing what I love, which is creating and helping others, instead of worrying about, oh, will this work? Will this work? So yeah, that's what I've been doing. If you guys want an updated, like, what I use in my business episode, let me know. I definitely want to do it, and it's definitely on the plan, but if you guys want to know, like, really in depth of what it is, I will let you know. But since this is a shorter welcome back episode, I want to take a little break for ads, and then we'll get into the rest of the episode. Are you ready to invest in an all-in-one system for your business? One where you can send contracts, invoice your clients, send emails, and collect all the info you need for your projects? I recently switched to HoneyBook, and I am obsessed. It's everything I need for my brand design and coaching business in one clean, easy-to-use software. I can't tell you how much I love this platform, but what I can do is give you a free 7-day trial and 20% off your first year. If you like to check out HoneyBook, use the code Emily97256 and get 20% off and your free 7-day trial. If you don't remember that, don't worry. It's linked in the show notes down below. So head there, click sign up, and get started on your free trial today. Have you considered adding email marketing to your business strategy but can't find a platform that's as beautiful as the rest of your business yet still affordable? Meet Flowdesk, the amazing platform designed for business owners with creativity at the forefront. This email marketing platform has all you need to build an email list and send aesthetically pleasing, engaging emails that convert your audience into customers. I absolutely love this platform, and I wanted to give you guys an amazing offer. Use the code CANYONMOON when signing up and get 50% off your membership for life, as well as a free 30-day trial. Again, use the code CANYONMOON to get 50% off and a free 30-day trial. You won't regret starting to use Flowdesk in your business. So this week's small creator shout out goes to my latest client, Whitney, and her amazing business, Whitney Fillon. She is an incredible copywriter and creative entrepreneur, and I love her. She honestly gave me such an honor by letting me work on her one-day brand blueprint project and design a gorgeous, eclectic, mystical, fantastic brand for her that I am so incredibly obsessed with. So, of course, I needed to give her a shout out during this episode. If you guys want to see her amazing project and connect with her on Instagram, you can do so by heading to canyonmooncreative.com/Whitney. It'll be linked in the show notes. And there you can see her project and connect with her and learn more about her. I hope you guys do. And if you go and give her a follow, let her know that Canyon Moon Creative sent you. So this week's song of the week, I feel, is kind of a redemption for one of the bands I've talked about previously. In fact, I talked about them probably a year ago. And they're All Time Low. You know, they're one of my all-time favorite bands. And they put out an album last year around this time. And I was extremely critical. I very much disliked it. I did not like the way it sounded or anything like that. And honestly, I was being a bitch. It's actually pretty damn good. But they just put out a brand new single called Once in a Lifetime that I am truly obsessed with. So when it came time to pick out the returning song of the week, I was like, I obviously have to do this brand new song. So that is why Once in a Lifetime is this week's song of the week. And you guys can actually listen to it right now by heading to the link in the show notes. There you can access the Creative Boss Babe podcast playlist where you can listen to every single song that has ever been mentioned on this podcast in all 6 seasons. And you can listen to them, put them on shuffle while you work, while you dance, do whatever you do, and just enjoy it. But yeah, this week's song of the week is Once in a Lifetime by All Time Low. So guess what? We actually have a small business tip this week, and it's actually sponsored by my membership, the Amelie Society. If you guys don't know, the Amelie Society is a content template membership designed to help hardworking creatives cut their content creation time in half by providing them with amazing, aesthetically pleasing templates monthly. And this week's small business tip is actually that you can actually use Canva now to cut out objects and add different things like shadows and use smart mockups. So as you guys know, I don't usually like Canva. It is something I am constantly saying, ugh, I hate this software. I hate the ad they have out right now that says anybody could be a graphic designer. I dislike it. But they're constantly improving their tools and their platform to make designing a bit easier for you guys. So that is why this small business tip is actually to get Canva if you don't already have it. You guys can use it to create amazing graphics, especially with their templates, though I highly suggest that if you decide to use one of their like pre-created templates, that you change it enough so it looks unique, because the amount of times I've seen that question box with the script as the button and everybody's used the same exact background and the same exact text and the same exact fonts, it gets annoying. But if you guys want to use it, definitely change it up so you can. But Canva is a pretty great tool, I will admit. And that is why I actually started adding it to the Amelie Society. So if you guys want amazing custom templates that are designed just for members of the society, you can get them right now by heading to the show notes and click on the link that says canyoncreative.com/society. There you can find the Canva plan, the Affinity plan, the Both plan, whichever you choose, and you can sign up and get access to over 70 templates for both platforms and get started creating amazing, unique content today. So yeah, if you have a small business and you need to create content, use Canva. Their tools are actually getting to be pretty good. I can't believe I just said that. So yeah, Canva, what do you think? Let me know by heading over to my Instagram at Candy Moon Creative and sending me a little message on your thoughts on Canva. So that's the end of this week's episode. It was short, it was sweet, it was everything you normally want in a podcast, but it just wasn't enough. But don't worry, I will be back next week with a whole ass episode on how I'm changing up my membership, how you guys can get involved, how you can join, the amazing, amazing promo you're gonna get, and all the fun things. So yeah, if you guys want to catch up with me and see what I'm doing on the daily, make sure you head to my Instagram at Canyon Moon Creative Co. And there you can follow me, you can send me messages, we can connect and be internet besties. I would love to meet you all and get to know you all. So yeah, make sure you do that. If you want to check out my website, it's canyonmooncreative.com. All of the links I've ever mentioned in this episode are linked down below, so you can easily access them. They're in the show notes. So you can head there, click on them, or do the reading, do the clicking, do the shopping, whatever it is, and get ready for amazing content to come as I bring this podcast back to life. I'll see you again next week, guys. Bye.